Lexington residents packed into the heavily guarded government center, filling overflow areas and spilling out onto the sidewalk outside. Dozens signed up to speak, with the vast majority lining up behind relocating the memorials.
The whole world is watching. We stand tonight, Kentuckians, Lexingtonians, and we defy forces beyond this chamber.
Following hours of impassioned appeals, the council wasted no time suspending the rules and moving for a final vote. Councilman Bill Farmer.
And in Lexington, we will do with words what others have done with fists. We will take care of this.
Moments later, it was cheers and hugs.
At first, you see all those people and you assume it's going to be a 50-50 crowd or a 65-35 crowd, but once the speakers started talking and you saw the overwhelming support, it started to make me feel a lot better about where we were.
That's Russell Allen, co-founder of the Take Back Cheapside movement, which celebrated victory Thursday night and now turns its sights to the Kentucky Military Heritage Commission, which must sign off on the request. Mayor Jim Gray says the city has secured donors willing to pay to relocate the statues of Confederate leaders John Hunt Morgan and John C. Breckinridge, though it will be up to the council to decide where. Josh James, 91.3 WUKY News.